Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable.
This is Doug Haslam from Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer from the Community Roundtable.
And with us we have Alex Plant from NetApp. He's the head of social media there.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us. So describe a little bit, well, first for the benefit of the few who don't know in the audience, what exactly, just in a nutshell, what NetApp does and what you do for NetApp in terms of community.
NetApp is an enterprise storage company. So we are a complement to what the networking side does at Cisco, the server side that, you know, that an IBM or Dell or someone might do. We handle predominantly archiving and the maintaining of information and data. And my function is kind of interesting. I am the lead for the social media office, which entails setting the strategy for how we use social media at the company in both a communications tool as a way to reach out internally to our employees, to reach out to customers and partners. And then I also have the lead for the video studio. So we really see a strong synergy at NetApp between the use of video in a social media and external communications way. And so the people that report to me, a lot of them, some are social media, but then a lot of them are video producers. So it's actually a pretty exciting space for me to be in.
So I guess a lot of your business is B2B, right?
100%.
So there's a lot of stuff going around. This morning I saw a couple of links. There was an article stating that B2B social media adoption was lagging. There was another one saying that B2B social media spending was about to explode. I'm not actually convinced that those are, those are necessarily opposite conclusions, that they can exist in the same space. But what is your perspective on social media and the B2B business?
Well, I think that where we're firmly entrenched is in the technical levels. You know, from an audience standpoint, the folks that we reach out to, and I think this is a pretty common audience segment set that, you know, our competitors and other people in our space will have. But we've got, you know, starting at the lowest level, we have our kind of, you know, developers, systems engineers, people that are of a technical ilk. And kind of moving up, we have our mid-level business managers, CIOs, and, you know, the other folks, you know, if it's, you know, CEO all the way up the stack, even to our shareholders. So we have the gamut. I'd say right now, I think we're seeing is, you know, we're firmly entrenched from a technical audience perspective. You know, we see a lot of traffic and adoption for social media at the technical levels now, which is great. I think that's a number that will continue to be strong. I think the growth area is going to come, it will happen more at the business leader level. The folks that are making decisions and strategic decisions about the use of technology within an organization, they're starting to learn that there's a lot of value in the conversations, the data, the perspectives, the ways that people are using their technology, competitor moves. It's happening in such a fast clip, though. I think that's the uptick that we're seeing and we're trying to leverage.
Hey, Alex, I want to ask a question about how you're using community today and what you're seeing kind of moving forward within NetApp. So it looks like you've got a pretty robust community around customer support and kind of knowledge sharing. It sounds like you might also be doing some evangelizing around video. I'm wondering, you know, maybe you can clarify those two, if those are true, not true, and also where you see growth for NetApp as far as utilizing community.
A current form, what we're trying to do from a strategy standpoint is to use social media. So from an awareness building standpoint, we've done a great job, I think, of using social media to just generally tell people about who we are. You know, and if it's on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, if it's some of the international social networks that exist, great job at really building our own awareness within, you know, a predominantly technical space. And where the program is moving towards is to really capitalize on these engagements. So it's not enough just to have a tweet out there or to have a LinkedIn discussion that you've started or something on Facebook. We really want to make sure that the content is completely interesting, relevant. It's not regurgitation of marketing speak. And that within that, there's some sort of call to action. So what we're really trying to do is creating a link between and the engagements and the awareness building that we've got within social media, and then driving them back to a particular destination. So, you know, really extending the life cycle of the engagement such that if it's something about the cloud, which is the other area that we play really strongly in, that's really important to our customers, what we've done is we've actually created focused conversations around the cloud, a cloud Twitter account for NetApp, a LinkedIn cloud affinity group. And within those, the goals of every engagement is really to try to bring them back to a website on NetApp.com, a destination in our user group communities, a blog post, some other place that we can keep the engagement going if someone wants to keep opting in. But in the past, we've done a really poor job of just cliffhanging people, but now we're really trying to capitalize and extend. And the use of video is really interesting because what we're finding is that, so YouTube is the number two most traffic search engine in the world. We have a complete portfolio of video shows. We've got sit-down interview shows. We've got customer shows. We have a whiteboarding show that we do. We do kind of, you know, quote, viral videos. And we have a lot of playlists by subject on YouTube. So we're really trying to link key conversations. Because sometimes our YouTube sub-channel will be a destination of a tweet, if it makes sense, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. At the end of the video, we always try to bring you back to some sort of other community where you can participate. So it's kind of really, you know, evolving this to be a little more strategic in how we use social media in general.
When you're driving the people back and forth into these different destinations and having these calls to action, what is the ultimate goal? Are you driving a sale? Are you driving upsell? Or are you just trying to keep current customers happy? Or are you just trying to brand?
The awareness building, the brand stuff, is a huge part of this, and I think that's the core of this. But I think what we're trying to do is, you know, the ultimate goal is to increase our demand generation. So I view use of social media at NetApp as a marketing tool. I mean, it's an awareness builder. It can be a lot of different things, but we use it in a very strategic marketing-based fashion where I'm trying to create links that increase our search engine optimization when you're cross-linking like that, that give them a reason to participate within our programs if they so choose. You know, we don't do it in a pushy way. You know, we just kind of avail the information to the end user, and hopefully it's a relevant conversation. If I've created a cloud Twitter account that you follow, you've opted in to that, so that's great. So if I say something on that tweet that you like, and I bring you back to at some point on NetApp.com when you have a white paper or an offer or something special, then you might be inclined to want to opt in. So we're trying to think about it in a very strategic fashion. That said, that's not always going to happen. And it's hard for us to think about when we measure something like that. We've put a lot of work on trying to find the integration point of how we measure our awareness building and then how that impacts the traffic that's driven to NetApp.com. So we found kind of a hook, if you will, between our back-end web analytic tool, which is Omniture, and then how what we use with Radiant 6 and our general awareness building, when we measure from how we are within the social networks, and just trying to understand, you know, what types of folks are we driving to our website. And, you know, in all this cross-linking and traffic driving, are the right people, are they doing the right things? So trying to almost learn a little bit about the behavior patterns of these different engagements.
So you started to touch on metrics that you gather. Can you share a little bit more about that? And can you talk about whether your efforts in social media are being considered a positive ROI at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, when I first started, we really only looked, we measured things such as the times that were mentioned with share of voice from, you know, the positive sentiment that were measured around kind of key topics, trending topics, kind of key influencers that we're seeing from a blog standpoint, and we'll continue to do that. That's a core part of, you know, how we think an effective social media program should be measured. But I just was, you know, I think that in order to really encapsulate and demonstrate the value that, you know, these engagements are having on our business, we need to measure how the traffic is being driven to our most important asset, which is our website. You know, start to finish, our online experience is our brand. It is our, you know, the way that we reach out to customers and partners and answer our competitors. So I just want to make sure that there's a linking point there. And how do I measure? So I think we've got Radiant 6 We've got a hook that we've got that we're measuring, ammeter, our impact that we've got with ammeter. And in general, I think what we've found is that our blogs are very powerful tools. They are, they're useful, not just from a competitive standpoint or a way to reach out to get the message out, but in terms of really capturing people that we really, that people's attention and kind of keeping them around, that's been a really powerful tool. So we've reinvested and upped our investment, if you will, in our blogs. What we're doing with, Twitter, we're really trying to create more focused conversations. I was saying before, we've got a Twitter account focused on the cloud, one on storage efficiency, one on virtualization. So around these key topics, so it's not just a catch-all. So that way I can put back-end measurement in place that measures our effectiveness. So in general, I'd say we're getting there, but we've got a lot of work to do.
Do you find that the blog is so effective above other channels because you control it fairly completely?
I think so. I think one of the things that works really well is that, the people that follow the blog or that come to it, well, there's two facets to it. One thing is that you've got, live linking, you've got a lot of cross, there's a lot of traffic that's being driven to the blogs. So we really promote it, from the back end side, we promote it through our public relations channels, through our AR engagements, through other parts of our customer engagements, through our channel. So it actually gets promoted. Our blogs get promoted really well just in the inherent part of the marketing machine. But then the other part is that we really have tried to empower our bloggers we do a really interesting thing. It's called a Listen, Think, and Engage email that goes out to all of our bloggers, tweeters, and other folks. It's a Voce-derived idea, and it's awesome. Basically send a note out to them saying, hey, here's what's going on in the industry, here's some topic and fodder for you, so that we don't rely on them to just have to come up with ideas all. We're feeding it to them. And that's the part I think has been so effective in keeping a constant stream of content going out.
And just speaking of the different streams, it was interesting you brought up you have different Twitter accounts for different topics, and I know some companies wrestle with the idea of what I'm going to call channel creep, where they turn around and all of a sudden they have hundreds of different channels in there. They're actually trying to clean up the mess. You seem to be actively going in the other direction, not necessarily blowing it up so it's uncontrollable, but that you don't feel like you need to have it centralized in one place, particularly on Twitter, as I'm hearing, but that you want channels for different topics.
Yeah, I think what we found is that we only had one before, one mm-hmm. corporate account, but all those different audience segments that we talked about before, about how technical audience, mid-level managers, CIOs, and all those things that we're seeing, and we're seeing a higher number of people at the higher levels, that are more engaged these days. And we just found a lot of the content and the people that we talked to, it wasn't relevant. Maybe one of 10 to 15 tweets actually pertained to someone that they actually cared about. And they found that they found like high drop-off rates and their levels of engagement weren't really as strong as they could be. So we thought, how can we really increase that? And our strategy is really trying to make sure that almost every piece of content is relevant to the audience. And so what we did was we just really took a focused approach. We've got, we've got our corporate account. We've got these three product-level discussions that we know our customers really care about that we've created different Twitter accounts for. We've also got a fifth channel, if you will, in our channel partners. And so we have these kind of five sub-channels, if you will. But other than that, the only Twitter accounts that we allow are our country and geo partners. So there's a NetApp India, NetApp China. So other than that, we don't allow folks to just kind of roguely go on there and different business units. We try to have a certain level of control. But at the same time, we're really trying to make sure that the content, our goal is that the content's really relevant to the end user.
So I've got a last question before we wrap up, and I wonder about NetApp's culture and how they support what you do in social media and community. I mean, one of the things that we hear when we're talking to folks that are in charge of this is the internal culture of the company they work for is really influential on how effective social media and community is, and I just wonder how that works at NetApp.
I think that's a really important point, because if social media is grounded in people participating, we as a social media office, if you will, I can't do everything. It really relies on people buying in, engaging, participating on their own, seeing the value. And I think that, you know, we're going through, you know, a transition at NetApp, you know, of folks that are really interested in it. We've got a really small core of folks that get it, that participate, that do it. An even larger subset of folks that are interested but don't really know how to. So our goal is to try to empower them. But I think the most, you know, the most compelling change we're seeing is at the top. So we have a new chief marketing officer, Christine Haggard is her name, and she's great. She's wonderful in that she really sees the value of social media affords, seeing, you know, using social media as a way to reach out to new audiences and really empowering people to start thinking about doing things in a different way. So it almost took, you know, I've noticed that the want to do social media since she's come on has increased across the board. If anything, I get requests now that I, you know, at such a high clip, I almost have to be very judicious with my time in terms of how, you know, people that I can really invest in and help to get engaged in social media. So we're seeing a change, and I can only anticipate it getting better.
Great. Well, thanks. Last point is, why don't you give us the best URL as an entry point for people to check out the social content from NetApp and the community?
That's great. Okay. I think that the best way to, if you're on Twitter, you know, we are at NetApp. Mm-hmm. I would definitely start there. But actually, I think the best way is a repository for us right now. We're kind of revamping our website. Let's go to the NetApp group on Facebook. And that has all of our different communities and all the places where you can start.
Hey, well, great. Well, Alex Plant of NetApp, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
It was really great. Thank you guys so much. Have a nice day.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. To comment on what you have heard, email doug@voceconnect.com or jim@community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on either blog.